Aircheckdownloads.com.
And you can get an update anytime. Just ask your smart speaker to play BBC News from CWR.
I don't know. Go to the Alps for a week and watch the Tour de France and come back home. What have you done with the weather here? It's absolutely shocking.
Coventry and Warwickshire.
CWR Breakfast with Phil Upton.
Monday morning, good to be back.
BBC
CWR. Can't help but when you play that song, but think of the George Michael version as well. If you've seen the Wham thing on Netflix, whole new appreciation of George, I think, from that. And Andrew Ridgeley as well. Queen, Somebody to Love. It's 8 minutes past six. Hello, good morning. It's Monday morning. It's Phil Upton back with you after a week away.
The sound
of Coventry and Warwickshire.
CWR Breakfast with Phil Upton.
BBC CWR.
Big thanks, Ed Nell and Lorna Bailey last week looking after things while I was away. Lovely to be back with you this morning here on BBC CWR. Tales of the Tour de France to come a bit later after crisscrossing all the way down through the Champagne region. Spent a couple of days down there, then down in the Alps before coming back up. I was in Paris yesterday and look at that, back in Coventry today. I love how we can do that in the world. Thanks for the texts already this morning. Get around to reading those, I promise, very soon indeed. And all the messages while I was away, all the various bits of social media I was posting up every day from the race. All of your thoughts on that as well. Very, very welcome indeed. Just 33 more sleeps to go to the Tour of Spain. The Vuelta. If you're getting a bit of Tour de France withdrawal symptoms. Front pages of the newspapers this morning all dominated with the images from these, well, escaping holiday makers in the Greek island of Rhodes. Run for your lives is the front page of the Sun newspaper. This morning, the Daily Telegraph with images of tourists on beaches with bags, all looking very worried over their shoulders and in the distance, fires encroaching on them all the time. Pressure on travel firms to fly Britons out of Rhodes. Front page of the Daily Telegraph. Thousands forced to flee Rhodes. Fire nightmares. The front page of the Guardian and the Daily Express simply describe it all as a hell on earth on its front page this morning. So we're going to start with that this morning. Get the very latest on this for you. As I say, tourists have had to flee from hotels to emergency shelters. British tourists actually ended up in a school gym at one point yesterday in order to get some kind of relief from the encroaching wildfires. The BBC's Jennifer McKinnon has been watching the very latest overnight. Can bring us up to date on this first thing already this morning. Jennifer, morning to you. How many people are affected, do we know, by this?
Aircheckdownloads.com.